Isaiah chapter 36. When the enemy wants us to believe a lie. In this chapter, we see one of his strategies of the enemy of our souls openly personified. He presents himself as the great king, who can and gives everything. The emissary of the king of Assyria uses sarcasm, telling the representatives of the king of Judah that if he gave them 2,000 horses, Judah would not even have 2,000 horsemen to ride them. It wants to make you believe that you are alone and that no one can help you. He mocks God himself by saying that no God could save them. He lies to them, telling them that God had sent him to punish Judah and that the king of Judah was deceiving them, mocking and bullying those who trust in God. Our enemy continues to whisper doubts in our ears. He wants to discourage us. It offers us well-being and immediate satisfaction, as sin sometimes gives us. In the same way, our Savior was tempted. Bread, protection, and power. And Satan even used the scriptures to tempt him. Satan cannot change our eternal destiny if we have sincerely trusted Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But if we give him a chance and are not steadfast in our faith, he can sow seeds of doubt and discouragement in our hearts. This chapter is a wake-up call to affirm our hearts, to draw our hearts closer to God in search of the confirmatory work of the Holy Spirit, who promised to reveal us and guide us to the truth. There is a true great King, King of kings and Lord of lords, who will not leave you or forsake you. Trust in him. Affirm the anchor of your faith in the unshakable rock of ages, and the storm winds will not be able to make you drift from the truth.